Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Live on lots of money.
Sir Elton bringing us back 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, the one and only. And the world is happy about that. Joe Barker is our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, futurist extraordinaire, author of many books, including Paradigms and The Business of Discovering the Future, which is absolutely outstanding. I can't encourage you to buy that book enough, folks. Joel, thanks for being here. Let's talk about some of the things that are coming at us from the future from the standpoint of medical stuff. Ultrasound and Alzheimer's, what's going on there?
This is a big deal. University of Queensland, Australia. And by the way, the Australians have been doing some great work in the last couple of years. They are really coming on strong. Well, this is a big deal. One of the researchers decided to see what would happen if they took the world has developed mice that get Alzheimer's just like human beings. So we've trained them. We've altered their genetics. And so when you had to work on them, you get very strong feedback in terms of how to work with a human model. Anyway, they decided to hit the brain of the mouse with Alzheimer's with ultrasound.
Hmm.
You know, ultrasound you use to look at babies and mommy's tummy and stuff like that. And what it is just sound running at a very high pitch. What they discovered was if they kind of washed the brain of the mouse with Alzheimer's with ultrasound, that it changed the access to destroying the amyloid plaques. Those are the things that destroy the memory. And what it did is it allowed a certain set of cells called microglial cells to activate, go into the brain through the brain barrier, and destroy the plaques.
Wow.
So successfully that the mice got their memory back.
So this is curative.
And it's
not just preventative, it's curative.
It's curative and non-drug. And one of the comments the researcher said is his biggest fear was because of the large numbers of Alzheimer's people, the cost of the drugs would bankrupt the world.
Mm-hmm.
So if we got the drugs, we couldn't afford them. Mm-hmm. He said, we can make ultrasound systems, no problem.
Have they tried this on humans?
Yeah, that's next step.
Yeah.
And see, again, what we have going here is it's an old technology that we know a lot about. We've used it a lot, so it's not like, oh, I wonder what ultrasound is.
We don't have $1 trillion in R&D left to pay for.
Exactly. There's no R&D. It's application. So anyway, they said within the next 2 years, they'll be running a test that will tell us. And I bet it's going to happen sooner. I think it's going to happen quicker because...
Think about what that will do for healthcare.
If this is successful,
and I don't, I shouldn't just say healthcare, but also healthcare, but for just care.
Oh, everything.
The otherwise healthy people.
Yeah.
Who could at least be taking care of themselves if they had their
Live a decent and fruitful final phase of their life and not have. You know, it's like polio going away. It's like all of a sudden the kids didn't have to worry about getting polio. This could very well say if I start to show signs, I go in and.
Yep.
And what's cool is the microglial cells are in your own body.
Right. Now marry this up with genetic testing.
Yes.
Which shows that you know about your family.
Yep.
And you have genetic testing that shows you might be predisposed.
Yep.
If you're not predisposed, if it's not in your family, go take another kind of treatment for something else.
Yeah.
But if you are, maybe you could do this in a preventative way, not just curative.
Well, that's at a minimum, pick it up so early that it never has effect.
Right.
So as it begins, bink, you go in for it's like going in for a haircut.
You know, these kinds of things, we're going to look back 100 years from now, and we're going to see some of the stuff we're doing today that we think is pretty amazing.
Yep.
It's going to seem like putting leeches on or bleeding people.
Yep, it will. And here's the thing. It won't be 100 years. It'll be 20 years.
Right. And they'll say, all they had to do was put sound on these people. They didn't have to give them medicine and drug them up. Just put this sound on their heads.
Yep, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, that's really something. Quickly, the new strain of report. I've got less than a minute. The new strain of flu in India. What's going on there?
There's a new strain of swine flu. It's killed 1,200 people since December. And here's the interesting complaint. The World Health Organizations are saying to India, why are you not releasing the DNA mapping of that strain?
Yeah.
And the Indians are being reticent about it, and I think the reason is because they want to develop the vaccine themselves and sell it. And this is a dangerous,
that's a dangerous
proposition, because you want that information public.
I agree. Well, we'll start paying attention to that, folks. You'll be hearing more about that. Hey, Joel, what a great job you always do for us. We're so grateful to you for your time.
Thank you, Jim. It's always a good time.
Joel Barker, ladies and gentlemen. I told you we'd get smarter when Joel joined us, and so we have. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you, by the way, joelbarker.com. Don't forget his website. In the meantime, I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you that shipping the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.